Today's programs are sponsored by Calvary Chapel Bible College, Indianapolis. This two-year, 24/7 discipleship process challenges students to allow God to take hold of their hearts through the daily, in-depth study of God's Word, servant leadership, local ministry, and international mission experience. You may contact Calvary Chapel Bible College, Indianapolis by calling 317-823-2349. Thanks to Calvary Chapel Bible College, Indianapolis for their support of Christian Radio.
CCBCI at ccbci.org.
Too many of us read the Bible like a tourist and then complain that our devotional times are fruitless. It is necessary that we take time to explore the Bible. Notable nooks and crannies will appear as we get beneath the surface.
Welcome to Journey Through the Word, a teaching ministry of Horizon Christian Fellowship in Indianapolis. Today, Bill Goodrich, pastor of Horizon Christian Fellowship, continues his teaching verse by verse, chapter by chapter, and book by book through the Bible in this edition of Journey Through the Word.
But at 3 o'clock in the morning, I woke up, and on my mind, just implanted on my mind, were two words, and they both began with R. Number one was radical, number two, routine. And I believe that each and every one of us that are here, hopefully, want to be radical for Jesus, whatever that means. Now, routine can be good, but it also can be dangerous. And so I'm not throwing out routine. There's certain routines you got up today, right? That's pretty routine. That's a good thing. You're vertical today, okay? And so that's routine. That's good. But sometimes there's routine that is challenging, and it's meant to be challenged by the Holy Spirit in our lives. And so it's important that we consider a few things. But 2019, we are going to start with this verse. Look at chapter 4, verse 4. Jesus answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." That word every means what? All or every. Is that our life today? I love the Word of God because it tells us there is therefore now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. But I find in the Bible that it's good for us to be convicted. Convicted if we can grow. Usually God, what He does, I find in Scripture, especially for His people, He comes in and He instructs us, convicts us. If we don't listen, He may come and reprove us. And then if we don't listen, He may rebuke us. You know, thank the Lord that He does that. And I just want to be one of those persons that I can hear His instruction very quickly, because I'm not sure if I've ever experienced that where He has rebuked me, and I'm thankful for that. And I'm not special in any way. And so we're going to look at this. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth, excuse me, of God. And you'll remember a couple weeks ago, I looked up the definition for radical. Now consider this definition in light of the topic for today. If you look on the screen today, the topic is, we are to be radical for God and His Word. Amen? Is that okay? Is that true or false? It's true. So let's talk about what it means to be radical as we look at the definition for radical, but radical for the Word of God in our lives today. Number one, the definition says it's relating to or affecting the fundamental nature of something. There's a nature that we have as mankind that was given to us because Adam and Eve sinned in the garden. It's a depraved nature. It's one that's prone to sin is what I mean in that way. Diametrically opposed to the things of God. And so this definition says relating to or affecting the fundamental nature of something. So in our lives, as we proceed and chew upon the Word of God, then there should be this change that takes place in our life. Again, relating or affecting the fundamental nature of something. Our fundamental nature, prone to sin, should be affected when we get into the Word of God. The question would be for us today, is it? Is it? And if we're not into the Word of God, then how possibly could it be? And so we have to consider that. It also means radical to be far-reaching. The Word of God, I believe, is far-reaching into the very depths of our heart. Our hearts are pretty deep, are they not? In so many different ways, our spiritual hearts, very deep. Fundamental also means to be, or radical also means to be thorough. I find the Word of God wants to be very thorough in our lives, don't you? Very thorough. If it has its place in our life, faith comes by hearing by the Word of God. It will radically change us. Radically change us. It also means, the second definition, believing that there should be great change. When we approach the Word of God, man shall live by bread alone, shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Do we approach it believing that it will change our lives? Do we allow that to take place? And do we slow down enough to allow the Word of God? Oh, okay, I'm going to meditate on this. I'm going to memorize this. I'm going to just spend time there on that word. That verse, I know that it's there, Holy Spirit, that you want to work it in my life. Do we take time to be thorough in the Word of God? That it would bring great change into our lives. Third definition for radical, very different from the usual or traditional. I am not opposed to tradition as long as it's healthy. You know, I had a great time at Christmas, didn't you guys? Tradition. New Year's, I celebrated by going to bed early, didn't you? Okay, that's my tradition, okay? I'm not going to stay up and watch that stupid ball fall. It stuck, didn't it? I don't know if that's true. Very different from the usual or traditional. And so if we have the Word of God, it is to be radical in our lives. Radical. And it also means a person expressing strict adherence to a view that is at extreme odds with the cultural norm. Now, there's a radical lifestyle, religious lifestyle that's upon this planet that is not healthy. But today, there is a healthy radicalness. Is that a word? Claudia, you know. We'll figure it out later, okay? But it is to be radical for the glory of God. That we would be in extreme odds to that which is going on in the world. Now, let's listen to the definition of routine. In light of the Word of God, again, a regular course of action or procedure. Are we in the Word of God, and that's our action and that's our procedure? That would be healthy. If we don't have a routine where we're in the Word of God in a very personal way and in a very intentional way, we need to consider that. We can get trapped in just doing routine. Bill got up at the, you know, one of the last Sundays on the year, and he hands out a little tract. Didn't we do that? Read through your Bible in a year. That can become routine. It's never meant to be routine. It can be a good routine, but it can also be a bad routine when you don't slow down and let up application in your heart. It's dangerous at that point. You approach the Word, and it's just touching your head. Well, we want it to change our hearts, our lives in that way. Routine, to perform as a part of a regular procedure rather than a special reason. I believe we're to have a special reason to approach the Word of God. Today's a brand new day. We prayed before the services, and often I feel I'm being led to pray. Golly, God, I am so excited. Today's a new day. Moses didn't live this day. Abraham didn't live this day. This is a day only that we get to live today. Let's live it to the fullness that we can. To me, that's exciting. To be routine means to be habitual, customary, but it can also mean unimaginative or rote behavior. We're never to be that way concerning the Word of God. It's not a rote behavior. It's not to be unimaginative in any way. It is. It changes us. The Word of God, it's right there. And we're going to talk about that. Another definition for routine, that which requires little effort. Have we become so routine in our approach to the Word of God? There's very little effort in that. Man, I'll zoom through in 15 minutes, you know, and the rest of my life, 23 hours and how many hours and how many minutes, and I gave you, God, 15 minutes. That's my routine. That's dangerous. It really, really is. That's routine that's not healthy. We can have a habit of touching base with the word just briefly, and that wouldn't be good either. Truly, our desire should be to be radical for God in every aspect of our lives as we are led and empowered by the Holy Spirit. I love this story, and story about two officers that were conversing, and they were people that trained soldiers in advanced warfare. And one was just saying, I can remember back when teaching the same subject that we're teaching right now, and the soldiers were just going to sleep. They were not taking any notes. But now when we teach, they're wide awake. They're taking notes. They're attentive. They're asking questions. They want to know. And they both realized what the difference was. The difference was that in 6 weeks, those that they were training were going to be on the battlefield. Wakes you up, doesn't it? It's important for us to understand that. I believe one reason that Bible study seems to be just routine to many Christians is that they have no interaction with non-Christians. They have no vital ministry to growing believers. And they have no personal and internal struggle for godliness, all of which are factors that bring the truths of the Bible to apply to our lives. We can get to such a point that we have our salvation. We are on our way to be with Jesus. Amen. I said to Vi the other night, and I hope you don't mind me sharing just to her, and I said, you know, as I'm getting older, I'm realizing it's getting closer. It could happen today, but I'm going to be face to face with Jesus Christ. Oh, that I desire to hear, well done and good, faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord. But I have some questions. I have some questions. Not through condemnation, but maybe conviction. Has my life meant everything? That has it fulfilled all that God wants? Or I have limited God some way? No doubt I have. I'm not going to get destroyed about that. But it's a good question. Even in my young age right now, I want to finish well. I want to use the time well. I want to be radical God in any way that I can because he's good. Some questions to consider as we go into this message. Do we truly realize that we are in training for potential future battles? Are you really aware of that? Do we truly realize that even today warfare is raging around us for the souls of men, women, boys, and girls? Do we truly realize that we must get prepared for these potential battles if we are to be victorious for the glory of God? These questions need to be answered in our lives, and that's why we're going to take just a few weeks here looking at certain topics. God's Word, first one, radical for God's Word. And then some other questions to consider as we approach this specific topic that you see on the screen. Do we truly use the sword of the Spirit like we should? Do we? In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, it says that the word of God is sharp. It's a double-edged sword. It rightly divides between the very motives and intents of the heart. Do we allow it to have its place in our hearts that way? Do we have a radical attitude towards the word of God, or is our approach to God's word just routine? You guys answer that. I don't need to know. I've been asking myself that. It's been refreshing. I just like that when the Lord wakes me up and gives me two words. I believe it was him. Two words, and then I consider that, and I go into just do and look at that and all that. And wow, radical, Lord. But I don't want to be routine in a bad way. Third question, do we truly understand the importance or the value of God's word today? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And are our swords as sharp as they should be? And so now we're just going to go through an outline. It's going to be right on the screen. It's already on the website, I believe. And so this week you'll be able to go there. I apologize. I have said that for two other times recently, and it didn't get put up there. So I apologize for that. And I have been told that it will be up. So you don't have, you know, just every single note unless you want to on this. But we're going to go through and allow it to speak to us concerning being radical for the Word of God. The first thing we're going to be reminded of is simply, we are at war. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, it says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Tells us we're at battle, correct? We at battle today? We are. Sometimes we forget that. But I believe that if we were in training today to be sent to Iraq or to Afghanistan or some other place of danger, I believe that we better or would, I think we would, be very energized. There's a battle raging, souls of men, women, boys, and girls, as I said. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. For the next topic that we'll touch base on briefly, areas where we must be prepared so we will have victory. Areas where we must be prepared, trained, so we will have victory. Look at verse 10 of Ephesians chapter 6. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles, the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle, we just read this, against the flesh, against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, because of all of this, the battle rages. Take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand there. Therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, have above all taken the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. When our soldiers go into battle, have you guys done any recent studies and how the advancement of that which they wear, that which they have on them to make them aware of their enemy, how they're advancing and the things that are on the drawing board? I was watching that documentary on that, and just amazing. Those soldiers are going to be so complete as they go into warfare. The United States is trying to prepare them because they believe in the potential of warfare. Do we have the knowledge of our salvation, our helmet of salvation? Are we sure of our salvation so then we're strong and the enemy can't attack that way? He can't make us doubt our salvation because it says in the word this. And if we've done this, that means that we are saved. And then to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And I have this in my brain and it controls where I go and what I think and all of that. It's there because that's what God says. Do I have the breastplate of righteousness? Not my righteousness, but his righteousness. When I understand that it's his righteousness according to Romans and according to other areas, then I live my life in his righteousness. This is who I am in Christ Jesus. This is who I used to be outside of Christ, but this is who I am in Christ Jesus today. Do I stand upon that? Do I have my loin, whatever it is, okay, with truth? I speak the truth. I expose myself to the truth. I listen to the truth. I guard my mind against anything that's not truth, because then that will protect me in those vital areas too. Do I have my feet shod with the preparation of the gospel? I'm ready to go. My shield of faith, and I'll quench fiery darts of the enemy, and I got my sword. It's prepared. It's sharpened. It's ready to be used. I'm trained in it. Left-handed, right-handed, whatever it is. I memorize the scripture. I meditate on the scripture. I share and study the scripture. That's where we are to be in that way. The word of God is to be our whole counsel. That's the next one that we will see. The whole counsel of God. Paul said this in Acts 20, verse 27, for I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God. I did this over and over, and we've shared this, and we believe in it, and that's why you are here. We get into the word of God from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22, verse 21, because we have to deal with the whole counsel of God. If in the word of God it says that we suffer, we need to deal with it. There's challenges in life, and we've got to deal with those things. I love grace. I love mercy. I love all of that. But it does say there's trials and tribulations. Jesus promised them. The whole soul of God we must deal with in this fellowship. The next thing we see is the word of God is living, and it is also a person. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 2, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. He was in the beginning with God. It's personal. In 1 chapter 4, verse 12, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word of God, the next one we see, the word of God is inspired by God. Do we believe that today? Inspired. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 19 through 21, Second Peter. And then 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 7 tell us that it is inspired by God and it equips us for every good work that begins in our lives, it spreads to our family, our wives and our spouses, and it spreads to our children, it spreads to our grandchildren, it spreads to our neighborhood, it spreads into our workplace, our school place, our life space, wherever it is. That's the way the Word of God, it fully equips us for every good work. Are we in this Word today? Are we radical for the Word of God, or are we just routine? Have we fallen into routine? I don't have to speak to anybody here. I pray the Holy Spirit can speak to me and speak to us, that we consider where we have been in the Word of God. We can be 24/7 in the Word of God. That isn't what radical means. Radical means different things for you, and it means different things for me. I pray that I would be in the Word of God a big part of my life because I have the privilege of being an under-shepherd to Jesus Christ. That may not be your call, but whatever it is in your life, are you radical in the Word of God? Considering the definitions that we spoke about. Do we fully believe that the Bible is truly the inspired Word of God? Do we believe that today? If it is, then why shouldn't we spend time in it so that we can come to know its author, capital A, and understand his desires for us? Honestly, through the 40 years of walking with the Lord, he has been so gracious, but he brings me through my devotions to something in Scripture, and he just speaks to me. And I found that he uses his Word in a powerful way. There's a difference between canals and rivers. I've shared this in the past. Canals are made by man and they're straight. That's a good thing. Rivers go this way, they go this way, and they meander. Why are rivers crooked? Because the natural tendency of a river is to take the easiest way around any obstacle. So rivers are always crooked. They are always run downhill. Not canals. They're straight. Some people are like rivers, though. They are too lazy and immature to put forth much effort into walking with God. For them, it's easier to watch TV or to play video games than to pray and read their Bible. It's true. I mean, I have been guilty through my life. Got to get back there. He just spanks me. Get back there. This is my requirement to you. You're getting routine, Bill. Not to be condemned again, but may we be convicted. Next, we'll see there on the screen, the Word of God must be mixed with faith. Listen to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. For indeed, the gospel was preached to us, the author speaking about himself and those around him, as well as to them. The them would be those Jewish people there in the wilderness. But the word which they heard did not profit them. Why did it not profit them? Not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. It must be mixed with faith. There are two ways you can study the Bible. First, you can study it with your mind made up in an incorrect way. That's lack of faith. Or second, you can study it and let it make up your mind. That's the way of faith. The next thing to look at is the Word of God is compared to, in Scripture, we'll look at that, a lamp. What does that mean? It gives light in a dark world. We allow the light to shine. Second one we see is fire. That means it heats up, it consumes, it energizes. Is the Word of God, are we in the Word of God? Because when we're there, we're going to be confronted with certain things. We're going to be challenged with certain things. We'll be energized. But there is that consuming of the old man as we're into the Word of God. Why do many people not go into the Word of God? Because they don't want their old man to be consumed or dealt with. That's reality. There's always that battle that goes on. I feel that battle at that time, at those times too. We don't open the Word of God because it might speak to us, and it might be God might require something that would be radical. The Word of God is a hammer, Jeremiah says in 23, verse 29. It breaks down and it can build up. It's a seed. We know how a seed works. Plant one little kernel of that corn, and all of a sudden you got an ear. You got all those little kernels. How many kernels on a corn? Many. Thank you, Craig. Very good. Very good. A hammer is a dangerous thing. We have repainted our first floor, and we're putting pictures up yesterday, Vi and I had this hammer. I'm not too good with a hammer. I'm really not. I noticed that she stands a little further away from me when I have that hammer. True to form, it really is in that way. But it can be good. It can break down or it can build up in that way. A seed and also the sword, it pierces those it comes into contact with. We want that to happen. Very quickly, and again, don't try to take notes on this because I'm going to go through very quickly, but it's on the website. The Word of God is our age to do 11 things that I found in Scripture. Healing. It brings healing in our lives. Why would we not go to the Word of God? It makes a person free. Again, another question. Why would we not go to the Word of God? Number three, it gives illumination. Question again, say it with me. Why would we not go to the Word of God if this is true? It produces belief that Jesus is God. It produces fruit in our lives. It makes a person wise. We'll see that. Why would we not go to the Word of God? Because it does all of these things. It's our agent to do all of these things. It brings exhortation. It causes the heart to rejoice. It was used by God to create the world, the person of Jesus Christ, to bring life and to reveal truth. Why would we not be in the Word of God if it does all of these things? I'm talking to me and I'm talking to us. Just a question as we start 2019. But what should our attitude be towards the Word of God? Simply, very quickly, stand all of it. Can't believe how it comes alive. Can't believe how it works in my life and what it has done in my life in that way. I must tremble at it. That's the second thing we see here. Speak it faithfully. Speak it boldly. Preach it. Receive it. Teach it. Teach it is very important. And then the next one we see, obey it. Obey the Word of God. Handle it accurately. Recently, we got in a situation with the school and can't go into the details a whole bunch about it. And I want to always be careful. But the challenge by God was, are we handling everything? The challenge on both sides had to be, because Christians were involved. Are we handling this situation according to the Word of God accurately? Are we allowing the Word of God to force us through this situation? If we do that as Christians and we yield to that, all kinds of potential for growth and for goodness. And then lastly, the Word of God is our, notice what it says there, our guide. It guides us. Direct my steps by your word, Psalmist said, and let no iniquity have dominion over me. Sometimes we go through life and we're like a tourist. Not a car tourist, tourist, okay? We are simply being tourists. Instead of an explorer, you know what the difference is? The tourist just goes, okay, we got to get this in, we got to get this in. Get there as fast as we can. Hi, I've seen it. There's the five faces, there's the four faces. Right there on Mount Rushmore and all those. I forgot, you know, they're supposed to be different. Anyway, never mind. So I always thought Jesus' face should be there. That would be good. Of course, we don't know what he looked like. What would we do? How would we do that? I'm getting off topic, okay? Explorers slow down and take their time. Might be one word in the verse. Look up the meaning for that word. Explorers go deeper. They go for the nuggets that are found there. Tourists just is on the... Too many of us read the Bible like a tourist and then complain that our devotional times are fruitless. It is necessary that we take time to explore the Bible. Notable nooks and crannies will appear as we get beneath the surface. The Word of God is our number two, spiritual food. As newborn babes, we should desire the milk of the Word. It's our place of blessing. It's our place of warning and reward. It's our place of purification, Psalm says. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to God's Word. It's all there. It's our standard of faith. Amen? It really is. Someone has said the Bible is so deep that theologians can never touch the bottom, yet so shallow that babes cannot drown. I love that. I've quoted that through the years many times. Remember, it is vital for us to always maintain a radical, not routine, attitude toward the Word of God. How do we approach it? We approach the Word of God like Daniel. Like Daniel. He purposed in his heart to be separated from this world. Having a radical attitude for the Word of God will definitely accomplish that for us. And in Psalm 119, 165, it says this, "Great peace have those who love your word, and nothing causes them to stumble." Finally, remember that God's word is a person. So fall in love with Jesus. Then you will find him, God, and he will give you his wisdom, his power, and his blessings. Amen? Simple one. Radical for the Word of God. Father, we thank you for your Word. as we approach the communion table. Lord, bless us, empower us, cause change in our lives, bring conviction, Lord. Truly, may our hearts be open if we have not found our place in being radical in the Word of God. So we love you. Bless now this bread that reminds us, Jesus, of you, your broken body, and of this juice that reminds us of your innocent blood that was shed for our glory. We love you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Bill will continue his teaching in our next broadcast. Journey Through the Word is a listener-supported ministry of Horizon Christian Fellowship in Indianapolis. We appreciate your prayers and support. If you would like more info about Horizon Christian Fellowship, you may call 317-823-2349 or visit us at horizonindy.org. Please join us next time when you'll hear the pages turn and journey through the Word. Journey through.